Our second scripture lesson is no surprise, since you just heard We Three Kings. It comes from the second chapter of Matthew's Gospel. The gifts and the magi is our sermon for today. Matthew 2, verses 1 through 12. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he called together all of the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be a shepherd of my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi and secretly found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make a careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." So after they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. We wonder, what is this old story about the three magi, or who don't even know for sure that there were three, but there were three gifts for sure, we know that. What in the world does this have to tell us in the year 2022? What could we possibly learn that we didn't already know? Well, I hope to put a new perspective in your mind as to what this incident of the Magi, the visits of the Magi, the Epiphany as it's called, what it can mean to us today. And one of the things, now I don't know, some of you are, I know that we have a few engineers in the room, we have some other people that are educated in the sciences. One of the things that I see in this story that I think is relevant to us is telemetry. Yeah, telemetry. Telemetry is a technology that allows the remote measurement and reporting of information to a system designer or operator. Very simply. Now, it's information technology, okay? We know about that, don't we? I bet there's a cell phone in just about every pocket here, or purse. You're using telemetry every day. The word telemetry is derived from the Greek, believe it or not, the same Greek that the New Testament was written in. And the Greek roots of telemetry are tele, or T-E-L-E, like telephone or telegraph, which actually in the Greek means an end or a goal. And the word in ancient Greek is teleo, an end or a goal. Then the second part of telemetry is metron, which means measure. So you have a measurement toward your end goal. Simple. That's what telemetry is. Systems that need instructions and data sent to them in order to operate require telemetry. Now, How does that apply here? Well, we're going to get to that. Because many biblical concepts have found their way into our contemporary culture and we're not even aware of it. This concept of telemetry, of course, I just said, uses the Greek word teleo, which means to achieve a goal, a perfection, or completion in something. Jesus used the word more than once when he spoke about the fulfillment of his ministry. He was going to reach his teleo, his goal, which was the salvation of each and every person in the world. Paul, the Apostle Paul, used the concept when he spoke of achieving spiritual maturity. He said, we must have a goal, a teleo, that we're laboring toward. Other New Testament authors used a form of the word when speaking of Jesus himself, that Jesus himself was the teleo of all time and space, that Jesus was the fulfillment, the end of God's plan for salvation in the world. So telemetry is a thoroughly modern word that takes this idea and concept of information and measurement. It has to do with receiving or achieving an inaccessible goal by means of information gathering and measurement. Telemetry is often associated with heavenly bodies, with space vehicles, satellites, and such. But today, with satellites and computers and many things that we take for granted, they all take advantage of telemetry. When you make a deposit in your bank, it's telemetry. Information crosses over wires and even through the air. Figures are loaded into a bank's computer in a remote place, then transmitted by satellite to the main branch, where credits and debits are added and subtracted. This happens also on our phone calls, our television pictures, and now even in automobiles. Now, out west, the Californians are monitoring possible earthquakes with remote sensors. Sensors that send out data to satellites, and then the data is sent back to Earth for scientists to keep an eye on any tremors that might be occurring, so they can get the most advanced warning of a possible earthquake. That's telemetry in our modern world. It's hard to believe that this story that is over 2,000 years old also contains telemetry. The Magi. Now, I love this name for them. They're called We Three Kings in the old song. And Magi often were kings, but more often they were the scientists of their day. They were the ones who gathered information, who made measurements and hypotheses and tried to work proofs of what they thought was true. And they were, in their communities and in their home countries, elevated sometimes to the status of kings or rulers, so it's not a mistake to call them kings. But I like to think of them as the forefront, the brightest of their day. They were probably residents of what we know as Iraq today, and they wanted to find this child who was to be born king of the Jews. The telemetry that they had received, this metron that they gathered from old texts and from prophecies, led them to understand that there was a teleo to be achieved. There was a goal. There was an important birth that was going to take place in the world. And they wanted to be there. They wanted to be there. God gave them the heavenly guidance of a star. Now take note, we've already isolated a few bits of the measurement, of the information that they got. They studied the old scriptures, and they came up with this knowledge that you know, the Christ child is going to be born. The Son of God, the King of the Jews, is going to be born somewhere down in Palestine. And then God says, I'm going to add to their information gathering. I'm going to give them a star to guide them. That completed the telemetry that they needed for the Magi to achieve their goal, to find the child Jesus and to worship him and present their presents. Now, on the way to finding Bethlehem, the Magi stopped at Herod's palace, thinking that Herod the king would surely know of any king that was going to be born in his country. But of course, we know Herod is out of the loop. He's not privy to the telemetry of God. In fact, he's about as ungodly as they come. He's only interested in his personal power. So he has to call upon his scripture experts to find out where the birth of Jesus was to occur. And then he told the Magi to go to Bethlehem and let him know what they found. God then used another kind of telemetry, a dream, to warn them not to go back to Herod. Now, as I said, this is a new take on an old story. It reminds us of the importance, particularly nowadays, of telemetry. We encounter it so much in our technology in modern life. We do our banking, as I said. We watch satellite TV. We work on the internet. And what's our goal? What's a teleo right now? We're seeking data to make our lives better, aren't we? I got up this morning. I opened my phone. I wanted to see what the weather is going to be like. We all do that kind of thing. That helps me reach the goal of getting here to worship on time. But that gets us, when we're talking about the beginning of a new year, just thinking about, okay, what is our goal? And I'm not going to go into making New Year's resolutions. That's for the secular world. But for us personally, as people of faith, what's our goal for this coming year? What's the teleo, the end product or the goal that drives us to gather information and moves us, even like the Magi, to travel long distances? Is it to seek God, to draw nearer to Christ? Do we, like the Magi, set out to find Christ and worship him, to present him with our gifts? Or is there going to be a Herod in our life in 2022? A Herod who wants to sidetrack us and capture us for his own evil intentions? We know there's enough of those out there, aren't there? The lesson, I think, here is to keep the lines of communication open and gather information from the wealth of resources available to us. Now, let's go back over what's available to the Magi. They studied the ancient prophecies, including the one from Micah. The prophet Micah, remember? That was a well-known prophecy at that time. Bethlehem, you are not to be the least of God's little villages, because from you will come the Savior. So they used the ancient prophecies to beware of the birth. They then received information from heaven in the form of the star. They made personal inquiry with an authority, Herod. And finally, they correctly interpreted the dream that God sent them, which protected them from participating in an evil plot. Consider the telemetry involved. The Magi received data from four different avenues, which helped them achieve their goal of finding and worshiping the Christ. One of the things that our modern society can be criticized for is We are really high on our data, aren't we? We want to know everything and have everything at our fingertips to make any decision. Sometimes in a meeting, you'll hear people say, well, we won't move on that until we have all the data. Some of you have sat in corporate boardrooms, you've heard that kind of thing. What is the data that we want to pay attention to? I submit to you that at least one part of those that we have in common with the original Magi was the Scriptures. The Bible still speaks to us today. Whatever your spiritual goal is, if you want to, in 2022, draw nearer to Christ, if you want to serve Christ in a more empowered way, if you want to be more of the kind of Christian that you envision in your heart to be, kind of person that God wants you to be, then you've got to collect the data. Read the Bible. Secondly, you've got to be aware, like the Magi, of perhaps the signals that God is giving you in the world. That's a little trickier, because you don't know where your dreams come from. I think Freud said that they came from your subconscious and your id, way down deep inside of who you are. That's where he said your dreams come from. But in the Bible, God speaks to people through dreams a lot. Young men will dream dreams and old men will have visions. It might be in the reverse of that. But either way, God has his own telemetry that he sends out to you. You have to learn to be sensitive to that. I love that the illustration that sometimes you'll see in a Christian cartoon where the devil's sitting on one shoulder and the Holy Spirit's on the other one, and they're both whispering in your ear. Ever seen that? You have to find out and be discerning as to which one you're listening to at the particular time. Yeah, we got to be careful about what data we allow to guide us. There's a whole lot of stuff out there on the internet. You know it. And I've seen too many Christians who take their Christian truths straight off of whatever website they happen to land on. That's probably the most dangerous thing you can do spiritually. Because you have it all. You have it all right there in your Bible. Jesus taught very clearly what he expected from us, who he wants us to be. He gave us our teleo, if you will, what the end result that we're looking for. And what is that? We want to be faithful servants. I think every Christian wants in their heart to end this life and to leave this veil and go into the next life and hear from Jesus, well done, good and faithful servant. That's a teleo worth working for, isn't it? Well done, good and faithful servant. Not that you raised a great amount of money, not that you built this in the church or did that in the church, but just well done, good and faithful servant. You've listened to the teleo, listened to what the Bible teaches, listened to what the Holy Spirit has speaking to you, and you advanced toward your teleo. So we study the ancient texts, just like the Magi did. We look for God's directions in the world around us. Do you think God might send a star? If he's asked you to go to a foreign land to see something that, or worship there, I think God still sends out stars. Maybe not just like the one in Bethlehem, but similar. And then third, do we elicit the testimony of other people? Now this is a Lulu here. They accepted, the Magi even accepted teleo, or information, or not teleo, it was the metron. They accepted information from those who were not in touch with God at all. They went and sought out Herod. Sometimes God can speak to us in those kind of channels as well. But the main thing is to remember to keep the lines of communication open between oneself and God. And you do that through prayer. One of the things that I like to teach during officer training, which all of those who gathered up front a little while ago went through earlier, it's a small thing, but when you become a person in Christ's church with a particular job, that means you have taken on a calling from the King of the universe. You have taken on a job that he expects you to fulfill. Now, how can you do a job if you don't keep in touch with your boss? Tell me. If you go without praying, you go without studying the Bible, how can you follow his instructions if you're not listening to him, if you're not praying, if you're not watching for the signs that God might give you, or the direction he might take your life? And you also, if you miss those things, not praying, not paying attention to what God's doing, you might also miss some of God's protection. Because one of the things that you become aware of is that, think about the situation of Jesus' birth altogether. Mary, by the rules of the temple, by the Old Testament book of Leviticus, should have been stoned. She was a pregnant woman, unmarried, implied that she was an adulterer. And by the temple rules, she would have been stoned. God protected her. God insulated her. Remember what happened when Joseph wanted to put her away? God sent a dream. Said, no, you take her as your wife. For what is wrought in her comes from the Holy Spirit. God will keep you from evil. And God will allow you to bless Christ and to be blessed in your service to Christ. One of the best ways I tell people to understand and know how God's power in the world is to start working for God. Take seriously your job as an elder, a deacon, a church member, a trustee, whatever position you have. Remember, church member, you have a position here. You have a calling. You are called by Jesus Christ just to be here. And you say, well, what does that mean? That means actively being here, being a member of this church, supporting the ministry of this church, taking part in that ministry. You want to be blessed? You want to see the hand of God at work? Then go to work for God. Don't operate on your own and expect that God's going to honor that and say, oh, gee, that's great. They're doing their own thing. God didn't ever call anybody to do their own thing. Think about Jonah. Jonah didn't want to go to Nineveh. God said, go and preach in Nineveh. And Jonah said, no, I'm going to hop on a boat and get away from God's call. What happened with Jonah? He ended up in the belly of a whale until he changed his mind. If you ignore God's calling upon your life, you may end up in the belly of a whale, figuratively. So keep in mind the telemetry of your spiritual life in 2022. Communicate with God and be communicated to through the scriptures and through the various ways that God chooses to share information and data with you. and to him be the glory. Amen. Join me in a word of prayer. Almighty God, thank you. Thank you for the message of the Magi. How many of us on that flimsy data would leave all that we know for months and travel such great distances with great peril to find your gift to humanity, to worship the Christ child? Thank you for their example. Thank you for all that we can learn from them. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.